Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pevav Mabez. We're holding on Pevav Mabez, six lines from the top, Amr Rabbi Yonasan. So we're in the middle of discussing different memorim about the greatness of tshuva. So says the Gemara on that note, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, G'dayla tshuva shemeviyah es ha-gu'ula, shemekareves es ha-gu'ula, different gersois, but tshuva brings the gu'ula. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, uval letzion gayol, shavifeshav yakov, then ma tam uval letzion gayol, explains the Gemara, the Pasuk means that how are we going to get there? That uval letzion gayol, that the gayol is going to come, that the gu'ula is going to come, mishum de shavifeshav yakov, because Klai Yisrael does tshuva, that's what brings the gu'ula. Amrei, shlokesh g'dayla tshuva, shes doinei Nasis like Shgagois. That Ayidei, a person doing tshuva, so the Averis that he did, bemazed on purpose, so they become like Shgagois, they become as if he did them by accident. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avinecha. Hu avoin, which is ha'avoin mezid hu. Now, really, an avoin, when it says the pasuk says shuva yisrael Hashem lekecha ki kashalta ba'avoinecha. Avoin is a lashon of mezid v'kakari le michshol, and it says kashalta ba'avoinecha. Kashalta is a lashon of you stumbled mashma by accident. So, which one is it? So Reish Lakish is darshening that through tshuva, a person's averis that he did b'mezid, they become as if he did them b'shoigig. Says the Gemara, Eini Zatzova, Amar Reish Lakish. And now that really makes a lot of sense, meaning because when a person does tshuva, he shows that really he wasn't thinking straight when he did the Avera. So even though maybe he did it at that time, he did it on purpose, but it becomes like retroactively as if like he didn't really chap what he was doing, he didn't understand the severity of what he was doing, and therefore it makes sense that the Avera said he did b'mezid should be now considered like he did them b'shoigig. But the Gemara is asking now that we have a different member from Reish Lakish which said otherwise, that Eini is that really so that the Mezidin, that the averus that he did on purpose, they become like shaygig. Eini va'amar Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish told us at a different time that gedayla tshuva shes dinis nasis like kizchuyos, that it's much greater than that. The mezidin don't just become like as if he did the averus b'shaygig; they actually become zchuyos as if he did a mitzvah during that time. He might have been going to the theater at that time, but through doing tshuva, now it's as if he was going to the Beis Medrash. The Chassam Sofer says. So if so, so what's the so it's a steer in Reish Lakish? Is it the pshat that it becomes like a shoygig, or does it become like a zechuyos? Because this time Reish Lakish said it became like a zechuyos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Uveshuv rasha mirishasoi va'asa mishpat utzdaka aleihem hu yichya." The pasuk says that when he does tshuva and he does now good things, so aleihem hu yichya, through those two. Aleihem is lashon the Rambam. Through those things he lives. So you see, it's not just from the mitzvahs that he does. It's even for after doing tshuva, so even from those averis that he did. So it must be that the averis become like zechuyos. So you see from here that the averis are like zechuyos. So it's a stira in Reish Lakish. Do the mezidin become shaygigim, or do they become zechuyos? So says the Gemara like kasha. It's not a stira. Kan mi ahavo, kan mi yira. Reish Lakish. During these, when he said these two statements, he was talking about different tshuva. In the first statement, where he said that this doinais or nasis kishkagois, that's he was referring to a person who does tshuva miyira. He's scared about the punishment he's going to get, so he does tshuva. So it's a level. It's still tshuva. Of Adis, it's still a mitzvah. And it's still doing the right thing. So that there, but it's a lower darga. It's just that this doinais become like kishkagois. If he does tshuva me'ahava, so then the mezid and then even the averis that he did b'mezid, they even become like zechuyos. And I saw that the Sfas Emes explains that the reason for that is because now through his tshuva, he's going to do tshuva me'ava, he's going to come even closer to Hashem than when he started, so it comes out he's using the chet that he did as a catalyst to bringing him closer to Hashem. So the Avera Mamish is like a mitzvah. It's something which brought him closer to Hashem, and therefore it's the zdoines or nasa is kizchuyos. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, G'day lo tshuva, Shemarecha Shneisav Shal Adam. When a person does tshuva, he zeicha ta'arichas yamim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uveshuv Rasha Mirishasai, Hu Yichya. It says, through doing tshuva, he lives. You see, you get a arichas yamim. Amrab Yitzchak Amri b'Marava Mishmei d'Rabba Bar Mori Mishmei d'Rabba Bar Mori. They say in the name of Rabba Bar Mori that Bayu Re'ei Shaloi K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. You see that the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are different than the natural Midas of a person. Midas Basar V'Dam, if you have the back says Adam Maknin Es Chaveiroi, if you have a person and he chappers with his friend, he bothers his friend Bidvarim with words, so Safik Mispayis Heimenu Safik E Mispayis Heimenu. It's a Safik if you go and try to appease him, whether or not you'll actually appease him. Vim taimer mispayis heimenu, and even if you do get appeasement, safik mispayis bidvarim, safik ein mispayis bidvarim. It could be you'll have to give him some money, a gift. It's not just necessarily true that even just through using your words that you'll appease him. Avakadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Hashem, midas Hashem is different. Adam aiver aveira beseser, a person does an aveira even in private, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says. Beseser means even beseser, even if he does it privately, which is mamish, like the biggest nax kaviyochel on Hashem, saying that kilu, I'm scared of people, I'm not scared of you. That's like the worst type of avera. So, but says the Gemara that midas Hashem is that even if a person does an avera baseser mispayis mimenu bedvarim, still he could get appeasement from Hashem even through just using his words. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, kechuim achem devarim v'shuvu al Hashem. It says you take with you words and do tshuva to Hashem. You see, even just words is even words are all you need to do. To do tshuva when it comes to Hashem, and not only that, al shemachzak leitayva. When you do tshuva, Hashem even kilu has a karas atoyv to you. Shenemer, as the pasuk continues and says, v'kach toiv, that you'll receive toiv, meaning achzakas toiv. V'loy oid al shemal alav akasov kilu hikriv parim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it that when you do this tshuva, it's as if you brought karbanos. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'neshalma parim sefaseinu, that through the vidui of the mouth that the person does, it's as if he brought cows, it's as if he brought karbanos. And shema toimer pari chayiva, maybe less you'll think that, oh yeah, but it means only like it's a pyre that a person's chayiv to bring, which is a little bit less of a mailo. Tamulayma erpar mishuvasim, I have him nedava, that it's even like pari nedava, it's like a carbon nedava that a person brings, which causes a tremendous, which is much higher level than pari chayva, and that's what happens by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like midas basar v'dam. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Ayy Rabbi Meir, Oymer, G'doyla tshuva, Shebishvil yachid, Sha'asa tshuva, Meichlin l'kol ha'ilam kulay. That tshuva is so great, through one person doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meichel the entire world. Everyone gets mechila through one person's tshuva. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Eripa mishuvasam ohavim nedava, Kishav api mimenu, Mehem lo nemer ela mimenu. It doesn't say that they did tshuva, it says from him, from one person doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meichel everybody, which the Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Ramami Pano, who says that the pshat is because kol yisrael arevim zelazeh, and therefore everyone has a chelik in everyone's mitzvahs, and therefore when one person does tshuva, everyone has a chelik in that, and everyone gets mechila through one person doing tshuva. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Heichi dami bal tshuva. What's considered a bal tshuva? How does a person do tshuva? Amar Rav Yehuda, kegoin shebasa liyadoi dvar avera. For an example, if let's say an avera came to a person's hand that he had already stumbled in one time, pam rishayna vishnia, v'nitzel heimena, and now this time he's saved from it, he doesn't do the avera, an avera that he had already done one time, or two times even, and the one time he didn't avera, and then it comes his way again once and twice, and he doesn't do it. He overcomes his yitzhara. That's about tshuva. Machvi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda signaled, and he said, "Ba'isa isha, ba'isa perek, ba'isa makayim." It has to be using znus as the example. It has to be that he gets into the same situation with the same lady in the same time period in his life, meaning in his younger years, let's say. So it has to be again in his younger years, and ba'isa makayim, him in the same place, and that's the way for a person to do tshuva shalema, is if he's mamish in the exact same situation that he did that avera one time, and this time he overcomes, so that's called tshuva shalema. I still remember when I was in the ninth grade in Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, so someone I know, he made a little bit of trouble, and so the manal at the time, Rav Yosef Tendler, he wasn't sure what to do with the bachar. and he was contemplating maybe throwing him out of the yeshiva. So the Bachar came to Rav Tandler and he said, you know, state in Gemara, it says that what's tshuva shleima, hechidami bal tshuva, it has to be ba'isa isha, ba'isa perik, ba'isa makon. He said, if you throw me out, I'm not going to be able to do tshuva shleima. You're going to be withholding from me tshuva shleima. I'm not going to be able to be in the same situation and overcome. So you're going to be preventing tshuva shleima from me. So Rav Tandler liked it. He kept him in the yeshiva. But l'maisa, I saw Rav Eliashiv over here in his Ha'aris. So he said over that, and he says that even if a person doesn't get into the same situation, if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows what's going on in everyone's mind, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about a person that even if he would be in that same situation, he would overcome, that that's also called Tshuva Shleima. Even if a person never gets himself into that situation again, that that's still called Tshuva Shleima. I saw the Ben Yishchai asked interesting kasha. It says that Rabbi Yehuda pointed, he signaled, he said it has to be Dafka Ba'ise Isha Ba'ise Perik Ba'ise Makon. So the Ben Yishchai asked, how do you signal such a thing? How you want to signal a letter that's not kvutul, it's kvutul, like we had earlier in the Masechta on Yetesim Abeis. So fine, you could signal such a thing. How do you signal Ba'ise Isha Ba'ise Perik Ba'ise Makon? What's the hand signal that you're supposed to make when you want to signal such a thing? So the Ben Yishchai says that what he did was, is Rabbi Yehuda pointed to a specific person in the Beis Medrash. He pointed to a known Baal Tshuva, he said, like that. That's Tshuva Shleima, like that guy. And the Gemara, when it's just saying it over, it's saying it over as Ba'isei Isha, Ba'isei Perik, Ba'isei Makom, because that's what happened with that Baal Tshuva, which I saw in the Sefer Emre Chaim from Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the current Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Kaf HaChaim. He proves, he has a lengthy tshuva about this, proving that it's Marukva. There's a story about Marukva like this mamish, that it then happened again to him and he overcame, and he was a known Baal Tshuva in the times of, at this time period, that the Baal Tshuva it's referring to is Marukva. It's not an interesting idea. But either way, says the Gemara, now Amar Rav Yehuda said over, that Rav Rami, Rav asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, Ashrei Nisui Pesha Kisui Chata. It says that a person's supposed to cover up his Averis. Uksiv Mechasa Pishav Leyatzliach. It says that one who hides his Averis, he won't be successful. So which one is it? Are you supposed to cover your Averis? Or are you supposed to reveal your Averis? So says the Gemara Leikasha. It's not a stira. The Gemara is going to give two terutzim. First terut says the Gemara is Ha Bechet Meforsam, Ha Bechet She'enu Meforsam. A Chet, in any ways, everyone knows about already. So then, yeah, better to reveal and to say it over publicly and to embarrass yourself, that's better. But a chet, it's not mafursam, so then adarab, it's a chil Hashem to be mafarsim the chet. Rav Zutri, Bar Tovia Amar, Rav Nachman, that the different tarets, kam ba'avera yishabin adum l'chavera, kam ba'avera yishabin adum l'mamakon. When it comes to an avera between man and his fellow, so then it's better to reveal the avera that you did, and to show that you really mean your tshuva, you want other people to assist you even, maybe in helping the one who you affected to ask him to be meichel you. So that's how, that's the mahalach when it comes to avera, instead of bein adum l'chavera, to reveal the avera. Mustama, if it's going to be lashon hara about the person, if it's going to cause him pain, so then obviously don't. But otherwise, and then that's the mahalach. However, when it comes to averus that are bein adam l'makim between man and Hashem, so then, like we said, that's going to be a chilul Hashem to reveal that avera. So then, you're not supposed to reveal that avera. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Aimer, Adam Aver Avera Pam Rishayna Meichlunai. If a person does an Avera one time, so he gets Mechila, Shnia Meichlunai. A second time also, Hashem will forgive him for the Avera, Shlishis Meichlunai, even a third time. However, Revius a Meichlunai. But when it comes to a fourth time, so then already Hashem's not going to be Meichlunim, Shanemer, as the Pasuk says, Kayamar Hashem, Al Shleisha Pisha Yisrael, Val Arba Layashivanu. For the fourth one, that already I'm not going to let you go empty handed. That already there's going to be consequences. Va'aymer, and the Pasuk says, another Makar, it says, Hankol Eli Yifala Pamayim, Shalosh, Am Gaver. It says, I'm governed. After three times already, yeah, but after that, the fourth time already, then there's no mechila. Maiva Omer says, the Gemara, why do we have to bring a second makar? Because v'chite mahani mili b'tzibur. If all we have was the first pasuk of Kayamar Hashem, so that's talking about a tzibur. So maybe this is the mahalach only when dealing with a tzibur. Avo b'yachid, loy, but maybe when it comes to a yachid, so then that's not the mahalach. Toshema, hankol eli yifal, kel pamayim, shadlish, am gover, that's why we bring this pasuk, that kol eli yifal, kel pamayim, shadlish, am gover, that even by a yachid, even with a gover, that's the mahalach, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is meichel the first three times, but after three times, so then already a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not meichel. Which I saw that the Ksav Sefer, he asked, what does it mean, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Meichel after the third time? A person, nothing stands in the way of Tshuva. So the Ksav Sefer explains in Parshas Nitzavim, he says that Avada Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel after that. What it means is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to assist the person and be Me'ir the person to do tshuva. The first three times Hashem will be Me'ir the person on his own to do tshuva. After three times, so then Hashem won't be Me'ir him. And he says that that's the deeper meaning of the pasuk that the Gemara brings as the Makar. It says, Kayamar Hashem al Shleisha Pisha Yisrael, Val Arba Lo Yashivenu means I won't return him. I won't be Me'ir him to do tshuva. Avada, if a person does tshuva, so then nothing stands in the way of tshuva. It just means is that he'll lack that extra siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. Says the Gemara right there, Tan Rabbanan, Averis shehisvada alein yom kippurim zeh. Anytime a person he does vidui on this year for a certain avera on yom kippur, so he did it already. That's it. Lo yisvada alein yom kippurim acher. The following yom kippur, so don't mention it anymore. You mentioned it already. You did it, so now don't mention it again the following year. Rabbi Yoina and Shari Tshuva Shar Dalud Oischav Aleph. He brings two mahalchim as to the reason for why not. First, he says it's because it's showing that the person doesn't have bitachon in the tshuva process. He thinks kilu it doesn't work, so therefore you're not supposed to do vidui on the second Yom Kippur. The second pshat he gives is because it's mashma that kilu you're a bal gaiva, kilu I don't have any other averas that I have to do tshuva for, so therefore you're still sticking with the vidui on the averas from previous years. What, you don't think you have anything from this year to do tshuva for? You're so stuck on what happened last year, so that's why he says you're not supposed to mention it the following year, which the nafkamina would be. The Or Sameach says is that let's say you have other averas that you do say vidui on even for this year. And Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis Halacha Ches, the Or Sameach says that according to the second pshat of Rabbeinu Yoina, so it's going to come out that if a person also mentions averas that he did that current year, so then there's no problem with also mentioning averas from previous years. But according to the first pshat of the bitachon, it's showing that you don't have bitachon in the process of tshuva, so then even if you're also mentioning averas from the current year, you still shouldn't mention averas that he already said vidui for. Neitz Yosef in the Ein Yaakov, so he says a different pshat. He says is that when the person, if he did vidui already on it last year, and he's still thinking about it, he's still doing vidui on it now, so you're showing that you still have shaykhis with that chet. If you really felt that you were done, you had your kabbalah la'asa, that it's no shaykhis, it's not part of your life anymore, you're not going back to that, so then you wouldn't be thinking about it the next year, you're done with it, it's off your mind already. The fact that you're saying vidui on it the following year is showing that no, that you still have shaykhis with the chet, and that's why you're not supposed to mention it the next year. Says the Gemara of Imshana Behen, if you did the Avera again the following year, so then Sarach Lesvadis Yom Kippur Macher. So then you have to mention that Chet again the following Yom Kippur, meaning even from the previous year's Chet, because that shows that your Tshuva was lacking if you went back to the Avera. Vimloi Shana Behen, V'chazer v'svad aleihen, says the Gemara, if you didn't do the Avera again, and still you went ahead and you said vidui a second time the following year, alava kasuv aimer, about such a person who says vidui from one year to the next on the same Avera, the pasuk says, kechalev shav al keyoi, ksil shayna bi'ivaltoi, like a dog goes to eat its own thing that it threw up, that's what this person who does this vidui a second time, he's a fool, who's likened to this kelev that eats its own throw up, which the Eitz Yosef explains, l'shitas, that again, the problem with saying vidui again is showing that it's not so disgusting to you, that chet. You still have shaykhus with it. That's why it's nimshal to a dog that eats its own throw up. It threw up. It's mashman that the food was disgusting to it. It didn't want it in its system. It threw it up. And then it goes ahead and eats it again. That's this person who says vidui a second time. He's showing that even though he threw it up and he did tshuva, that the aver is still not so disgusting to him, and therefore it's still on his mind. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, he's chaylik on this din that we just mentioned, and he says that no, kol shekeitru meshubuch, to say vidui again the following year, even without repeating the avera, that's a ma'ilah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki fishay ani eida v'chatasi negdi tamid. It says my averas are always opposite me. I'm always nervous about my averas. Maybe I didn't do proper tshuva. I'm always nervous. Maybe Hashem's not going to forgive me, and therefore it's always a good thing to always have your chatam always opposite you, and to do tshuva even the following year. Elamani mekayim kichalav shalav al keyai v'gaymer. So what is this? What does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov do with this mashal to the dog who eats its throw up? Rav Huna, he said that that's referring to a person that Rav Huna described. Damer Rav Huna said that kevin sha'aver adam avera v'shanaba. If a person does an avera and he repeats the avera, so hutshulay, it becomes mutter to him. The avera becomes mutter. Frech the Gemara, hutshulay sal kadaitach. If a person does an avera a couple times and now all of a sudden it's not aser good for him anymore. Ela'ema nasis like keheter. What it means is that it becomes like something that's mutter to him. He loses his sensitivity to the avera. The avera doesn't become something which is all that disgusting to him. Which means that the mashal to the dog is that just like a dog who throws up something and it goes ahead and it eats it, so it shows that even though it was one time disgusting, now it's no longer disgusting to him. So too, a person who does tshuva for a chet, he did a chet, and he does it again, so then he shows that it's not so disgusting to him, the avera, just like this throw up to the dog. That's the way the Marshal explains. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'tzarech lifred es achet. Halacha, when a person does vidui, so the halacha is that he has to be mefarid, he has to specify the avera that he did. When he says vidui, he shouldn't just say, I did averas, he should say, I did this and this, such and such an avera. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Ano chato ha'am ezech ata gedela, v'yasu lahem elkezov. It says when they did vidui, so it said that that the Moshe Rabbeinu said about Klal Yisrael that they did vidui with the elkezov. So you see that you specified the sin different Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Rabbi Kiva is chaylik, and he says the way the Bach is gray race, and no, ain sarach, you don't need to specify the sin. You could, but there's no need to. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei Nesoi Peshai Kisoi Chata. That praiseworthy is a person that covers up his averis, so meaning there's nothing wrong with covering up your averis. Elamahu shamer Moshe v'yasulam elkezov. So what's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu specified the chet? Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say like Rabbi Yane told us. The Amr Rabbi Yane, Amr Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem as follows: Ribono shel Olam, kasev izav sherbisa. It's lahem liYisrael. It's because you gave Klal Yisrael so much kasef and zav at sham. Who died, that they were like overflowing with it, that's what's garam lam shiasel okay zahav. That's what caused them to make the egel azav, was because you gave them too much good, too much kesef and zav, like we had in the Gemara and Brachos. So that's what caused Klal Yisrael to do the avera. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu specified the sin. He was kilu putting the blame on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shnei Parnasim Toivim Amdu Lahem LiYisrael. There were two leaders that stood up for Klal Yisrael, Moshe v'David. And we're referring specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu and to David HaMelech. Moshe Amar Yukasef Surchani. Moshe Rabbeinu said to write my disgrace in the Torah. He davened to Hashem, write about the avera that I did, referring to the chet of the Meimaribo, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rack instead of speaking to the rack, although it's not completely clear exactly what the chet was, different shittas in the Rishonim, but Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the chet should be written in the Torah. He wanted everyone to know what he did. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when it mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it always says, Yan lehamantim li lahakdisheni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because you didn't believe in me to sanctify me, that's why you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to die before you go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara assumes that was written, kilu with Moshe Rabbeinu's haskama, he wanted that to be written, and which is why we find it written always next to Moshe Rabbeinu's death. David Amar, however, when it comes to the other leader, when it comes to David HaMelech, so he said, Al Yikasef Surchani. He said not to write my chet, referring to the chet with Batsheva. He davened that it shouldn't be written. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei Nesoi Pesha Ksoi Chata. He davened that it should be concealed, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Kavzayin and Aleph tells us that the Lamaisa, he wasn't answered accordingly. Lamaisa, it is written. He wasn't answered the way he wanted it to be. Says the Gemara, Mashal de Maisha v'David l'mahadavar doime. What's the Mashal? There's a Mashal to this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for his chet to be written and David asked for it to be concealed. What's it comparable to? The shtei nashim shalaku bebezdin. It's comparable to two women who got malchus in Bezdin. Achas kilkula v'achas achla pagishvias. Now, why did they both get malchus? So one of them is because she was mezaneh. That's why she got malchus. The other one, it's because she ate pagishvias, unripe shmita produce, which eating it, picking it, and then taking it and eating it before it ripens is like destroying it. It's like destroying perish. Because you're not letting it ripen, so the halacha. So really, just nase. But if clearly over here the malchus is just the malchus the rabbanon, but that's the mashal. These two women that they were getting malchus and bezdin, one for being mezaneh, and one for eating for eating pagishvias. So now amr lehen aisa shachol pagishvias. So the lady that ate the pagishvias, she said to those in bezdin that were giving her the malchus, bevakasha mikem, I beg of you, haydiu amahu leika, please inform everybody why I'm getting malchus.
Because maybe people are going to find out about this other lady, that she's getting Malkus for Gilui Arayus, and they're going to suspect that, oh, if I'm getting Malkus also together, so I'm also getting Malkus for Gilui Arayus. So therefore, if you pagei shvius v'talu b'tzavara, so in order to show that that's not why she was getting Malkus, so they took some pagei shvius and they hung it on her neck, v'yu machrizin lefaneha v'aymer maliske shvius ilaika. And they announced that, no, the reason why she's getting Malkus is because she ate pagei shvius. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want people to think he was dying with everyone else in the midbar for being part of the Chet HaMeraglim, and therefore he davened that it shouldn't be that people think that I was also part of the Chet with the Meraglim. Please make it be known why I did the Avera. And therefore he davened because what he did was really much lighter rather than what anyone else did. What he did, the Rishayim struggled to even try to understand what the Chet of Meibriva was. It was clearly a Chet, but what exactly it was a very, it's very difficult to even understand what the Chet was. So therefore he asked for his Chet to be publicized. It's supposed to David HaMelech, who did something more chomer, so therefore he davened that his chet should not be publicized.